B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Lamed Tes. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, right at the top of the Omad. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu yirokos she'odom yoytza behen yodei chayvosoi b'pesach. We know that besides for the mitzvah of eating matzah that we discussed in the previous sugya, be'erev toichlu matzos, on the night of Pesach, on the 15th of Nisan, during the Seder, we have to eat at least a kazayis of matzah. There's also a mitzvah to eat moror. Nowadays, the mitzvah to eat moror is only midrabbonon because we don't have a korban Pesach. But in the time when they had a korban Pesach, they would eat the korban Pesach with matzah and moror, al matzis umroirim yoichluhu, and then there was a chiyuv min hatorah to eat moror. What is moror? The Torah doesn't tell us much. It just says al matzis umroirim yoichluhu. The word moror means bitter, so we understand it means you have to eat something bitter. But what is it? So the Mishnah says, Elu Yirokos. That's the first thing that the Mishnah is telling us, without making a big issue out of it, is that they have the status of Yirokos, vegetables, not just grains, nor are they something that comes from a tree. They are called vegetables, Yirokos. She'odom yotze ben yedei chayvosi b'pesach, the following vegetation can be used for the mitzvah of Moror. So the Gemara understands, the Mishnah understands, it's not just a single species, a single type of bitter vegetable. Rather, there's a whole series of them. And the same as we saw with matzah. Matzah we saw in the previous Mishnah, that you can be yotze the matzah with a whole series of species, with the chameshes haminim. Moror also has a number of different vegetables that are all bitter enough that the Mishnah says that they conform to what the Torah says, moror. What are they? B'chazeres, b'tamcha, u'b'charchavino, u'b'ulshin, u'b'morir. These are five different types of moror, and we're going to see in the Gemara that the first in the list is chazeres, which is possibly the most bitter of them, certainly the most ideal and the best one to use for Seder night is called chazeres, and then the list continues. And we're not going to translate this into English because there's always the issues whether the vegetables or the contemporary names that we know them today, how they relate to those that we have in the Mishnah. So we'll just call them as the Mishnah does, Chazeres, Tamcho, Charchavino, Ulshin, and Moror. Another statement in the Mishnah, Yoitzin Bohen, one can be Yoitza, any of these Morors, Bein Lachin, Bein Yuvashin, irrespective of whether they are moist or if they are dry. Avaloi kvushin, but not if they have been preserved in vinegar. Veloi shlukin, and one cannot be yotze with them if they have been stewed, which typically when they've been very much cooked and boiled and stewed, then they would dissolve somewhat. Veloi mevusholin, and nor is one yotze if one cooked these morors. And in all these cases, kvushin, shlukin, and mevusholin, it's because the bitterness of the moror has already become lost. Another halacha says the Mishnah, umitzdarfin lekazayis, that if you don't have a full kazayis, we know that in order to be yotze the mitzvah of moror, you have to eat a kazayis of moror. If you don't have a whole kazayis of any one of these species, you can make up the kazayis with a number of species together. Another halacha, v'yotzin bekelach shelohen, one can be yotze with the moror, even with the stalks of the moror. And there's a discussion whether when it says here, Yoitzin Bekelach Shelohen, how that relates to what we saw before, that one can be Yoitzin Behen Bein Lachin Bein Yuvashin, that even when they are dry, one can be Yoitza. There's a discussion how that reflects on these words, Yoitzin Bekelach, and we'll see in the Gemara. Another statement says the Mishnah, that obviously you cannot use Moror, which is Osir. If you're not allowed to eat it, it's a mitzvah habo ba'avera. However, if it's mutter, then obviously one's allowed to eat it. And the Mishnah adds a chiddush, and we saw more about this in the previous Mishnah. Ubidmai, one's allowed to be yotze the mitzvah of moror with demai, which is a moror that was purchased from or attained from an am haaretz, and it's not 100% clear that he took all the trumas and maestros. Nonetheless, one can be yotze with demai. And in the previous sugyas, we discussed this. If the Levi had maaser rishon and he's already taken the trumas maaser off the maaser rishon, the Levi or anybody can then use the Maaseh Rishon for Maror, or Maaseh Sheni veHekdesh sheniftu, if you had Maaseh Sheni that for whatever reason needed to be redeemed, or Hekdesh that needed to be redeemed, and they were redeemed, then they become Chulin, and one can use it for, then the Hekdesh becomes Chulin, and you can use it for Maror, and the Maaseh Sheni can be eaten even outside Yerushalayim as Maror. Continues, says the Gemara, Chazeres, what is Chazeres in the, that the Mishnah refers to as one of the species of Maror? Chasa, it's what was typically called Chasa. Ulshin, what is Ulshin? Hindavi. Tamcha, what is Tamcha? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says that Tamchasa, Shmo Charchavina, the name of this Tamchasa is Charchavina. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Atzavsa Dudikla, that the Tamcha is actually a vine that circles a date palm, and that is the Maror. These tzavsasa, this vine, they are bitter and they can be used for Maror. Ube Maror, what is Maror? Marorisa. Continues the Gemara. So far we've had one source, which is the source of the Tana of our Mishnah, with a list of five different vegetables that can be used for Maror. Tony Bar Kapora, another Brisa from Bar Kapora, which is saying Eilu Yerokis, he also calls them Yerokis, vegetables, Sha'adam Yetze Ben Yidei Chivasei B'Pesach, B'Ulshin, and this is typically Ulshin that are not growing wild, this is Ulshin that is growing in a garden, U'B'Tamcha, U'B'Charchalin, U'B'Charchavinin, U'B'Chazorin, which is Chazeres. Rabbi Yehuda Oimir, Rabbi Yehuda adds to Bar Kapora, but adds to the Tanakama, Af Ulshei Sode. Not only the Ulshin, which are the typical Ulshin grown in a garden, but also the wild Ulshin can also be used for Maror. V'Ulshei Gino, and the regular Ulshin grown in a garden, V'Chazeres and Chazeres. And here the Gemara asks, in the middle of the Braisa, the Gemara asks, I don't understand, you Rabbi Yehuda, why are you mentioning Ulshei Gino and Chazeres as a response to the Tanakama? The Tanakama said Ulshin and Chazeres, and Chazorin, which is Chazeres. What are you adding? Ulshei Gino v'Chazeres, ha'tonulei reisha, it already says it in the Tanakama. Says the Gemara, Hochik Omar, this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Af Ulshei Soda, even the wild Ulshin, is ka'ulshei Gino v'Chazeres, has the same status as the Ulshin are grown in a garden, and Chazeres, and they can be used for Maror. Another Tana we have here, Rabbi Meir Oimir, Af Asvas, you can also use a vegetable called Asvas for Maror. Vatura, and something called Tura. Umar Yerua. Umar means bitter, but Mar Yerua is also a vegetable that can be used for Maror. Omale Rabbi Yosi, Asvas Vatura Echotu. You, Rabbi Meir, said that Asvas Vatura seems to be two species, Asvas and Tura is the same. Umar Zehu Yerur. When it says Mar Yerur, then Rabbi Yosi says that the Mar, something known as Mar, is Yerur. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim exactly what this means. What did Rabbi Meir mean by Mar Yerur? What did Rabbi Yosi mean? But that's what he said. So that's already, we've had now four Tanoim. We've had the Tano of our Mishnah. We've had the Tanakama of Bar Kapara, we've had Rabbi Yehuda, we had Rabbi Meir, and now Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, another Braisa, seems to be a fifth source. Eilu Yerokis Sha'adam Yotze Ben Yedei Chivasei Pesach is, number one is B'Chazeres, U'B'Ulshin, U'B'Tamcha, U'B'Charchavinin, U'B'Charginin, U'B'Hardufnin. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Af Chazeres Yulin, V'chazeres galin k'yotze b'hen. Rabbi Yehuda adds that chazeres yulin and chazeres galin are also, you can be yotze. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lo'am Oimer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lo'am said that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, af arkablim, also arkablim can be used for Maror. And he says, Rabbi Lo'am says, v'chazarati al kol talmidov, Ubikashtili Chover, I went to all the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer to find another Talmid who also heard what I did in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that our Kablim can be used for Maror. V'loi Motzasi, I didn't find. Kshabosi Lifnei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when I met Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Hoide Ledvarai, he agreed to my words that according to Rabbi Eliezer, our Kablim can be used for Maror. So till now we've learned a list of different species, different tanoim, different species that can be used for morer. Says the Gemara, now we're going to discuss the simonim. What makes something be fit the bill of morer? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh lo yisraf, anything that has a sap, which means that when you cut it and squeeze it, then some white type of milky juice comes out of it. Anything that's got this sap is bitter and can be used for morer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka Omer, kol sheponov machsifin, any vegetable that whose appearance is somewhat pale. It's not very, very green like karoty, but it's a pale green color. They can be used for morer. Achirim Omrim, others maintain, kol yerek mar, any bitter vegetable, yesh leisraf, it has sap, upon of machsifin, and its appearance is pale green. Omer Rabbi Yechanan says, midivrei kulon, from the lists of all the tanoim we saw, whether it's our Mishnah, whether it's Bar Kapora, whether it was Rabbi Yehuda, whether it was Rabbi Meir, or it was Tana de Beir Shmuel, from the lists that they brought, nilmad, we can learn that yerek mar, a bitter herb, is yesh lo israf, it has sraf, upon of machsifin, and their appearance is pale green, because all the things in the list, they have sap and are pale green. Omer Rav Huna, halacha ka'achirim, Rav Huna says that that's the halacha like achirim. Continues the Gemara. Ravina ashkechel Rav Acha b'rei d'rova, Ravina found that Rav Acha b'rei d'rova, dehava mahadar amrirta. He was looking for the vegetable called morer, for the herb called morer. Omer lei, so Ravina asked Rav Acha, my datech, why are you looking specially for morer? The meririn tfei, is it because they are more bitter than all the rest? V'hochazeres tnan, if you look in the Mishnah, the first thing on the list, presumably because it's the most bitter, is chazeres. Morer is actually the last on the list. V'tona de Beis Shmuel, chazeres, if you look in the Tona de Beis Shmuel that we saw, he also puts chazeres at the first on the list. V'omer b'oishia also said, mitzvah b'chazeres, the most ideal herb, vegetable to use for morer is chazeres. V'omer Rav, and Rav now explains, my chazeres, what is chazeres? Chasa. It's chasa. My chasa. What is, why is it called chasa? Why is this chazeres also called chasa? The chos rachmonu ilavon, Hashem, the merciful one, had pity on us. The word for pity is chos. V'omer Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason. Shmuel ben Nachmeni adds in the name of Rabbi Yonason an added point. Loma nimshlu amitzrim k'morer. Why are the mitzrim calls compared to morer? The pasuk says, "Vayimoreru es chayem." They bittered our lives. What do they have in common with this vegetable called morer? Lo imalachot to tell us ma morer ze, in the same way as this morer, shetkilosei rach, at the beginning when it starts growing, the stalk is soft. V'soifei kosher, and afterwards the stalk becomes very hard. Af mitzriim, so to the mitzriim, tchiloson raka, at the beginning they persuaded Klal Yisrael to work for them, even for pay. V'soifon kosher, at the end they were very harsh. So based on all this, Ravina is saying to Rav Acha, why are you looking for something called morer? You should be looking for something called chazeres and chasa. Omar Le Rav Acha said to Ravina, Hod Rabbi, you're right, I retract that, and in the future I'm going to look for chazeres. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going back to basics. What is morer? The Tana of the Mishnah assumes it's a vegetable. And it's bitter. So we understand it's bitter. It's called morer. Al matzeis umroirim yeichluhu. But let's see, where do we know, or says the Gemara. Omale Rav Ruchumoy Labaya. Mimai dehai morer min yereku. Who told the Mishnah that morer has to be a herb, has to be a vegetable? Eima merirta de kufyo. And the Pasuk says, al matzeis umroirim yeichluhu, something bitter. Maybe it's the gall, which is very bitter, of a fish called Kufya. Answers the Gemara, Dumya de Matzah. The Pasuk says, Al Matzah is umroirim yechluhu. It puts Matzah and Morer in the same Pasuk to compare the two. Ma Matzah, in the same way as Matzah is Gidule Karka, something that grows from the ground. Af Morer Gidule Karka. Morer must be something that grows from the ground. That's the first thing we know from the fact that it's compared to Matzah. It's not some gall of fish. Ve'imahirdoif. Maybe it's something that comes from a tree, not a vegetable. It's something that comes from a tree, a very bitter tree called hirdoif. The pasuk makes mention of this when Moshe Rabbeinu there was a tremendous nest when Moshe Rabbeinu took a bitter piece of wood and put it into the water that was bitter, and the water became sweet. And what wood, which bitter wood did Moshe Rabbeinu use? The hirdoif. So maybe morer is hirdoif, not these vegetables. Says the Gemara again, dumya de matzah, it's compared to matzah. Ma matzah means roim, in the same way as matzah is a type of a herbage, it's a type of a grain, it's not something that comes from a tree. Af morer, so too, means roim, it has to be a type of a herbage, something, a vegetation, not something that comes from a tree. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema harzifu, maybe it's this plant called harzifu, which is bitter, and it's typically used to kill, it's a poison that kills animals. It's not usually eaten by people, but it obviously is edible at a push. You could eat it, but it's not normally used to be eaten by people. So maybe that's what morer means. It's a plant, it's not a tree, it grows on the ground, it's bitter. Maybe that's what the Torah meant. Says the Gemara again, dumya de matzah, similar to matzah. Ma matzah, in the same way as matzah, shenikachas bekesef meiser, it's allowed to, or anything that matzah can be made of are food items that typically are bought from the money of meiser sheni, of meiser sheni. Meiser sheni, the money of meiser sheni must be used for food items in Yerushalayim. So af morer, so tomorrow shenikach b'kesef meiser, it has to be a type of food that could be bought with the money of meiser sheni, and since this harzifu is not regularly eaten, it cannot be bought with money of meiser sheni, hence it cannot be used for morer. Continues the Gemara, omale rabba bar of chonin labaya, eima morer chad. Okay, so we know that morer is a type of vegetable, and let's assume it's one of those mentioned in the lists we have. But who told you that morer could be one of many vegetables? Maybe it's the one most bitter vegetable that exists, and that is morer. What made you think, who told you that you can choose from a list? Answers the Gemara, meroyrim ksiv, it says in the pasuk, al matzois umeroyrim yoichluhu, that you eat the Pesach with meroyrim, with bitter things, in plural. There must be more than one. Ve'ima meroyrim trei, maybe just two. Meroyrim is plural. Plural could be two. In the Mishnah itself we have five, and we have a whole bunch more in the Tanoim in the Gemara before. Answers the Gemara, dumya de matzah. Again, we use the comparison of al matzah and meroyrim yechluhu to compare morer to matzah. Ma matzah minim harba, in the same way as matzah, it's any of a number of species, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Af morer minim harbe, so to morer can be a choice of many species. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba bar Vuno Omar Rav. Yerokis sh'omru chachomim sh'odom yitzav emidei chayvosoi bepesach. These vegetables that we saw, and let's say the ones we saw in the Mishnah, chazeres, tamcho, charchavina, ulshin, and morer, they are kulon nizroin ba'arugo achas. We know there's a halacha of kilayim. This is not a Pesach connected halacha. There's a halacha in the fields with kilayim. You're not allowed to sow, plant a number of different vegetations too close to each other, where they are drawing nourishment from each other and from the same piece of earth in between them. When you have different vegetations, they have to be far enough apart. Now Rav here tells us that the five species that can be used for morer, let's just relate to the Mishnah. The five in the Mishnah, they are considered as a single vegetable, and they can all be planted together in the same bed. A bed is an area somewhat enclosed, but it's an area of land, of earth, within which vegetation was planted. And in a single bed, one is allowed to plant all these types of morer. It's considered as one vegetable. It's not kilayim. Says the Gemara, lememra de lesbu mishum kilayim. Are you suggesting that there is no issa of kilayim between these five species and it's considered as a single vegetable? Mosiv Rava. Rava's questioning this. How can you, Rav, suggest such a thing? It said there's an explicit Mishnah, chazeres v'chazeres galin, ulshin v'ulshei sode, krishin v'krishei sode, kuzbor v'kuzbor sode. And to interrupt, this braisa is telling us pairs of vegetables where you've got the standard vegetable, for example, the chazeres, which is the standard chazeres, and then you've got chazeres galin, which is a chazeres with an added name because it's something, it's a little bit different. There's something different about it. That's why it's given an added name. So it's obviously two things, chazeres and chazeres galin. But over here in this context, chazeres is a pair with chazeres galin. Same with ulshin and ulshe sada. You've got the ulshin that grows in the gardens. You have ulshin that grows wild. Then, even though there is some difference between them, they are a pair. Krishin v'krishe sada, kuzbar v'kuzbar sada, chardal v'chardal mitzri, mustard and Egyptian mustard, delas hamitzri, an Egyptian gourd, v'harmutza, which is another type of gourd, another type of delas. These pairs, einom kilayim zeh bezeh, each pair is a single vegetable and they can be planted together. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is deducing from there, Rava is saying, chazeres v'chazeres galin in, that these are pairs, that chazeres and the different type of chazeres, they are considered one. Chazeres v'ulshin loy, but there's no indication there that you're allowed to plant chazeres with ulshin. Those are two different types. Coming back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah says chazeres is one type of morer, ulshin is another type of morer. How can you, Rav, say that all the types of morer can be planted together? V'chiteima, are you going to suggest kulhu bahadi adodi, kulhu bahadodi ktonila, that the whole Mishnah we just mentioned, it's not pairs, chazeres with chazeres, ul galin one pair, ulshin and ulshay sode another pair. Are you suggesting the Mishnah is one long list, that chazeres and chazeres galin and ulshin and ulshay sode, etc., the whole list, they can all be planted together? Is that what you're suggesting? You, Rav, va'omar Rav, Rav explicitly said, zugois, zugois ktoni. The way to read that Mishnah is in pairs. Each pair is not kilayim, but one pair and another pair is two different species and will be kilayim. So how can you, Rav, say that the Yerokis, Sh'omru Chachomim, all the morers are can be planted together? They can't be planted together. Chazeres is one type, Ulshin is another type, just for an example, and two types are not allowed to be planted together. Answers the Gemara, Main is Roin to Omar Rav, when Rav said that these vegetables, the Yerokis, Sh'omru Chachomim, Sh'ad Mietzim, Midei Chavosi, B'Pesach, Kulon is Roin Baruga Achas, they can all be planted in a single bed. You know what he meant? He didn't mean they could all be planted on top of each other, right next to each other, adjacent to each other, and even though they're going to take nourishment, one from the other and from the land in between them, they're both going to take from the same land. And that would only be permitted if they are the same species. No, what he meant was, Nizroin kahil chason. You're allowed to plant all of these, but conforming with the distances that one would conform with vegetables, that there's a gap between one type and another, a sufficient gap that they should not be nourishing one from the other. Says the Gemara, Kilchosam, do I need Rav to tell me that when you have different vegetables, these vegetables that can be morers, do I need Rav to tell me that these different types of morers, when you plant them, you have to leave sufficient distance between them? Tanina, it's explicit. It's an explicit Mishnah. Aruga, which is a bed where vegetables are sown, are grown. Shehi shisha al shisha tvachim, if this area where the plantation is taking place is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, zoirin b'stoicha chamisha zir'oinim. You're allowed to plant in this area 5 different species of plantation. Arba al arba ruchos, 4 different types, one on each side. There's 6 tvachim in between them. And one in the middle. So if you have one in the middle and one on each side, you have sufficient distance between them. So I don't need Rav to tell me that you have to keep the distance between the different morers. That's what it says in this Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no. I may have thought, Hanemili, when is the Mishnah talking about that you need to have within 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, you can have a maximum of 5 plants, one on each side and one in the center. That's only bezroim with grains. I will be rokis, but vegetables that are not grains, vegetables that are typically plucked whilst they are whole vegetables. Loi, maybe over there you need an even greater, an even larger distance between them, and that's what Rav would be And that's what Rav is telling us. No, kumash malon, that the same that applies to this bed, that this Mishnah that says that shishal shishal tfochim, then you can have five zaroinim, you can plant five plants in it, the same applies tomorrow. You don't need an even larger distance than what it says in this Mishnah. The Gemara continues to ask against Rav. So you, Rav, are telling me a chiddush. This Mishnah may only be speaking about grains, and you, Rav, are telling us that the same applies even to vegetables, to yarokis, where yarokis, they draw nourishment from even a wider area than grains, and you're telling us that the same applies, you can conform to the same distances as it says in that Mishnah. Says the Gemara Lememra, so you, Rav, suggesting the yarokis alima mizroim, that vegetables, they draw their nourishment from an even wider area than grain? What none, this is, seems to be against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kol minei zroim, ein nizroin baruko achas. When it comes to grains, you're not allowed to plant any two type of grains in a single bed. Kol minei yarokis, it's only regarding yarokis vegetables that zoirin ba'arugo achas, that are allowed to be planted in a single arugo. So the Mishnah that tells us, arugo shi shishal shishat tfochim, zoirin b'toicho chamisha zir'oinim, must be talking about only yarokis. And again, if so, you Rav, what are you coming to teach me? The Mishnah is talking about yarokis because regarding grains, it's not even true. You're not allowed to plant more than one grain in a single bed. So it's talking about vegetables. So what you Rav telling us, that all the morers are allowed to be planted kahil choson, keeping the distance? Well, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'odatei, I may have thought, hanim morer means zroim ninu. We may have thought that the morers, all these different types of morer, are actually a type of grain, a type of zroim, and they are not in the same bracket as yarokis. So Rav is saying, no, you're allowed to plant them in the same bed if you keep distance. And he's teaching us that the morers have the status of yarokis, kumash malon. That's what Rav is teaching us, that the morers are considered vegetables. Asks the Gemara, Zeroim Sol Kadaitach, would anyone have thought that these types that mentioned in the Mishnah are or mentioned in the Tanoim before are Zeroim? They are types of grains? V'hotnan, look in the Mishnah, the first word in the Mishnah, second word, Elu Yerokis, the Mishnah says explicitly, these are vegetables, and then mentions the five types of Moror. V'toni bar kapora, look in the braisa we saw from bar kapora. Yerokis also mentions vegetables. V'toni de Beishmuel, look in the braisa we saw from de Beishmuel, also yerokis. So everybody knows it's yerokis. And we all know that with yerokis, the Mishnah says that these are the distances, 6x6 tfochim, you can plant five different types in it. What are you, Rav, coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, you're right. And Rav has got one last chiddush to teach us. Chazeres, it's trichale, it's only regarding chazeres. Salkadai techamina, I may have thought, hoil v'soifola hakshes. Since the stalk of this chazeres becomes very, very stiff as it matures, nasively Rav chetfei, I may have thought you need to give it even more gap, more empty space around it, because it draws its nourishment from an even wider area. Lav Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, did Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina not say that kelach shel kruv, the stalk of a cabbage, shehukshu, that became very, very hard and stiff, marchiven loy beis roiva, you have to expand the empty area around it to an area of a beis roiva, which is just over 10 amis by 10 amis, approximately. Alma, kiven de soifei lehakshis, yavinon le rav chetfei. So you see from what Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina said, that when that if something gets hard, then the halachas change regarding kilayim. So I may have thought that this chazeres needs a much wider area and cannot be planted in the same 6x6 tfochim with other types of morer. That's what Rav was saying. No, they're all allowed to be eaten, but all allowed to be planted in a single aruga of 6x6 tfochim, as long as you keep to the distances mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Amud, then that's what Rav is saying, that even the chazeres can be planted there with the other morers. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Yoitzin Bohen, one can be Yoitza, the mitzvah of Morer on Leil Pesach, with any of the Morers, Bein Lachin, Bein Yoveshim, irrespective of if they are dry or if they are still moist. Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Lo Yishonu, that's only true, Elo Bekelach, only regarding the stalks of the morer. Aval Ba'alin, but the leaves of the alin, Lachin in, if they are moist, they still taste bitter, you can use them for morer. Yaveshin, but once they dry and they just taste of nothing really, just of earth, of like the taste of nothing, they don't have the bitterness in it anymore. Lo, you cannot use dried up leaves of the morer for the mitzvah of morer. Asks the Gemara of Amidiktoni Sefer Bekelach Shelahem. Going back to the Mishnah, first the Mishnah made a statement, Yoitzin Behen Bein Lachin Bein Yaveshim, etc. And then the Mishnah said, V'yoitzin Bekelach, and you can also be Yoitza with the stalks. It would seem from there, says the Gemara. Midiktoni Sefer, since a further statement in the Mishnah says, Bekelach Shelahem, you can be Yoitza with the stalks, Michlal, it would seem, Dereisha Alin, that the beginning, when the Mishnah talks about that you can use morer dry and moist, is not talking about the stalks, is talking about the leaves. And then it would be clear in the Mishnah that you can be Yoitza with dry leaves, contrary to what Rav Chisda said. Says the Gemara, no. Perusha komafarish. The Mishnah is not adding on something new that you can be yotza with stalks. No, the Mishnah is explaining. Kik toni, when we said a couple of lines earlier in the Mishnah, bein lachin bein yaveshim, that you can be yotza morer, whether they are dry or moist. Akelach, that's only talking about the stalks. But are you to use to choose to eat the morer from the leaves? It has to be moist and not dry. Asks the Gemara Meisve. Yoitzin bohen bekelach. So we have here a brisa. The brisa says that you can be yoitza the mitzvah of morer, yoitzin bohen, you can be yoitza with them, meaning the leaves, ubekelach shelahen, and with the stalks. That's one point to note in this brisa, that you can be yoitza with either leaves or stalks. And the brisa continues, bein lachin bein yaveshim, both if they are dry, if they are moist. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. V'chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say, obviously referring also to the stalks, also to the leaves, lachin yoitzin behen, yaveshim ein yoitzin behen. The chachomim say that even if you have a stalk, if it's dry, you cannot be yoitz the mitzvah of morer. V'shovin, but Rav Meir and the Chachomim both agree, sheyotzin behen, that you can be yotza with morer, k'mushin, if they are somewhat withered, it's okay. It's still moist, it's still morer, it's still bitter, you can be yotza. Aval, but not in the following cases, as we saw in the Mishnah. Not if they are k'vushin, if they've been preserved in vinegar, v'loy shlukin, not if they've been almost dissolved because they've been stewed, v'loy mevusholin, and not if they've been cooked. What's the rule? Kol sheyesh bo itam morer, anything that still has the bitterness of the morer in it, yetzim bo, you can be yetzah. V'chol she'ein bo itam morer, but anything that doesn't anymore have the taste of the morer, ein yetzim bo, you cannot be yetzah. So that's the end of the brisa. But what do we see in this brisa? We see in the brisa, number one, you see that there is an opinion in that, that means according to the Chachomim, you cannot be Yoitza with anything that's dry, not leaves and not the stalk. So if in our Mishnah it says that Yoitzin, Bein Lachin, Bein Yaveshim, you can be Yoitza irrespective of whether they are dry or moist, it must be that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Reb Meir. Because according to the Chachomim, even the stalks, if it's dry, you're not Yoitza. Well, if our Mishnah is the opinion of Reb Meir, the Reb Meir says in this Braisa explicitly that Bohen, ubekelach shelohen, bein lachin, bein yaveshim, that even the leaves itself, not only the stalk, you can be yotza, not only if it's moist, even if it's dry. And that's not like Rav Chisda. Answers the Gemara, tirgamo akelach. The way Rav Chisda is going to read this braisa is as follows. Yotzin bohen, you can be yotza with the leaves, ubekelach shelohen, and with their stalks. And now the braisa is continuing. This is how Rav Chisda understands it, that when it says that you can be yotza with the kelach, with the stalks, it's bein lachin, bein yaveshim, even if it's dry, not only if it's moist. However, if it's bohen, if you're being yotza with the leaves, then it has to be moist and it cannot be dry. That's how Rav Chisda is going to have to read this braisa. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Ein yotzin bohen k'mushin. We saw in this previous brisa that you are yoitza if the moror is kmushin, if it's withered. Here in this brisa, the Tanakhama says that you are not yoitza if it's withered. Bishum Rabbi Elazar ben Berb Tzadik Omru, yoitzim ben kmushim, he argues and says that if it's withered, you can still be yoitza the mitzvah of moror. Continues the Gemara. Boya Romi Bar Choma. We've discussed in the previous sugya, no need to repeat it all again. Now, there's a concept of Maisa Sheini that has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there, B'kdusha, B'tara. What happens if somebody has got Maisa Sheini and is choosing to use this Maisa Sheini, which happens to be one of the types of Morer, he wants to be eat it on Leil Pesach, to be Mekayim, Mitzvah's Morer. Can he do that or not? According to Rabbi Akiva, and now we have to backtrack to the Gemaras we saw previously on Daf Lamed Vav, we saw there that regarding Matzah of Maisa Sheini, there was a Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you cannot be Yotza the mitzvah's Matzah with Maisa Sheini, because he says that Matzah is called Lechem Oini, and it has to be eaten, you have to eat Matzah with something that can be eaten even B'Oini, as in oini with an aleph, whilst grieving, and Maisa Sheini is not allowed to be eaten in a state of oinon. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says you cannot be yotza with Maisa Sheini. How about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva argues, and he says matzo is riba. Even though Rabbi Akiva says that you cannot be yotza with bikurim, because bikurim cannot be eaten in the whole of Eretz Yisrael, only in Yerushalayim, and Maisa Sheini also can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. However, there is a situation where Maisa Sheini could be eaten outside Yerushalayim. For example, if it became tomei, then it could be redeemed, and then the original Maisa Sheini can be eaten outside Yerushalayim. Therefore, we allow ourselves to, or the Torah allowed itself to learn from the word matzois, the extra word, the extra letters, to teach us that matzah of Maisa Sheini, you're allowed to be yotza the mitzvah. The question now is, what's with moror? So the Gemara says, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who says that even the mitzvah of matzah, you could, not even, Rabbi Akiva says that the mitzvah of matzah, you can be yotza with Maisa Sheini, lo yitzboi lecha, there I'm taking it for granted that you can be yotza, according to him, even with moror. Why? Hashta b'matza do'iraisa, the maisa sheni of grains is min ha-Torah. However, the maisa sheni of vegetables is only a chiyuv midrabbanon. So he says matza that comes from grains, that it's maisa sheni min ha-Torah. That means min ha-Torah, you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. And the only reason that you're allowed to be yotza matza with it is because if it were to become tomei, then you would be allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Nothing, you can be yotza the mitzvah of matzah, then regarding moror, which is a vegetable, derabonon, that the whole concept of maisa sheini by vegetables is only midrabonon, and min ha-Torah, it's not maisa sheini, and min ha-Torah, you can eat this moror in the whole of Eretz Yisrael. It's only the rabbonon said, take maisa sheini from vegetables. So midrabonon, you're not allowed to eat this moror outside Yerushalayim. But if even matzah, where it's maisa sheini min ha-Torah, you can be yotza mitzvah of matzah, of course, moror, you can be yotza the mitzvah. Moror derabonon, mi boya, of course you can. Kite boya lach, who am I asking you? Aliba de Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, who says that you cannot be yotza the mitzvah of matzah with maisa sheini, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, my, what's that locha? But matzah do iraisa hu deloy nafik, maybe only regarding matzah, which is maisa sheini min ha-Torah. He says you cannot be yotza the mitzvah of matzah. Aval moror derabonon, but moror which is only maisa sheini midrabonon, maybe nafik, you are allowed to be yotza the mitzvah of moror with it. That's one way of looking at it. Oy dilmo, maybe no. Kol de tiknu rabonon ke enderaisa tikun. Whenever the chachomim made the takona, they did it with the similar parameters as that of the similar issa min ha-Torah. And since the Rabbonon said, make vegetables maisa sheini, take maisa sheini from vegetables, they have the same status as maisa sheini min ha-Torah, and in the same way as matzah, which is maisa sheini, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you cannot be yotza, so too, moror, you cannot be yotza. That was the question. Omar Rava says, Mistabra matzah or moror. Again, coming back to the pasuk, al matzah isum roirim yoichluhu, we compare matzah to moror. If in its matzah state, if it's maisa sheini, you cannot be yotza, so too with moror, if it's maisa sheini, you cannot be yotza the mitzvah of moror. Im yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.